Not too many people get enthusiastic about Key 67, but you do.
I get very excited about Key 67.
You know, I think we have to kind of like put this in context because we had that other case with the low Key 67 that you're responding to. And I guess my question to you, without going through the whole, you know, hour-long discussion, is in general, are you comfortable accepting somebody else's Key 67? I mean, we had this case in Peru, they had a Key 67. Can anybody do a Key 67 and sort of grossly get it right? Or is there a huge difference? Or how, you know, much validity can you put in it?
Dr. Torsten Nielsen has done our field a wonderful service by showing tremendous intra-laboratory, inter-pathologist variation, Neil. So unfortunately, we can't say that there's a standardized approach and standardized reliability of the Key 67 from one lab to another. What he has also shown is that within a laboratory and within an individual pathologist, there is great consistency and validity there. So I usually will repeat the Key 67 on our own laboratory because they have a high volume. And we have our breast pathologists who read these. And so I feel that there we have the validity. But I think we have to be very careful about Key 67 in general. But
when you get a case thrown at you, like I'm throwing at you cases today, where somebody said a Key 67 in Peru or whatever, will you consider it? Or if you can't get it done at your place, you're not going to consider it?
I will always try to get it done at my place, but if I can't, Neil, you have to be practical, you know, and everything has to line up together. You know, in other words, it can't be a grade 3 cancer with a Key 67 of 7%. And what does it say about the mitotic index? You know, the CAP guidelines say you're supposed to look at the mitotic index so that you can tell whether there may be discordance going on. So, no, I mean, if somebody is ERPR positive with a grade 1 or 2 cancer and the Key 67 is less than 10% and the mitotic score is read as 1, you know, by the pathologist, then I'm fine. Because I think where the pathologist is probably good agreement, I think Torsten Nielsen has shown this, there's good agreement at the very low end, Neil, and there's good agreement at the high end, where of course there's going to be disagreement is whether it's 15, 20, or 25%. That's where the disagreement's going to be. But there's not going to be disagreement if it's less than 10%, you know, or is it 30%? And that's what, honest to God, we oftentimes want to know.
Right.